For the first time in more than a decade, Nashville's superintendent has school-aged children. And as Sean Joseph relocates his family from Prince George's County, Maryland, he faces a familiar struggle: where to send the kids. Joseph sat down with WPLN's Blake Farmer for an interview. And because they were waiting on a moving truck to arrive, he brought his extended family along with him.
You're moving to town, a guy with means, and you're figuring out, all right, where do I put my middle schoolers? How do you go about looking at schools as a parent?
Yeah, so I think there are lots of quality factors that you look at. I think it's important to look at the feel of a school. I mean, I think you want to look at your test scores. For me, it's important to look at the diversity of a school. I mean, I don't want a monolithic environment. I mean, I want a place where my child's going to meet lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds and perspectives. So all of that factors in. But I pay attention to all the details, from whether, you know, is the grass cut? What's the experience from once I walk in the door? Are people paying attention to my needs and concerns if I were to bring them up? How are children behaving within the buildings? What's the rigor? You know, what's the evidence of quality? I mean, I do a wall walk as I go in buildings, just looking on the walls to see what's up.
Have you been looking?
Yeah. We found a place. I'd prefer not to share that to, you know, the masses, but our kids will be all in a public school as we transition.
It's no surprise that a public school superintendent, even with its generous salary, steered away from Nashville's many private academies. But within the district, there's still a lot of choice. That's actually been a focus in recent years. School zones just don't mean what they used to. They're magnets, enhanced option schools, arts academies, and the most divisive at the moment, privately run charters. And they would love to count the new superintendent as a charter parent.
I mean, is that something you entertained?
No. I mean, I send my kid to the local neighborhood school, the one that he can just jump on the bus and go to. You know, that's just how I've done it. If they had a particular interest in terms of a programming interest, then there was a charter option, I would have explored it. But my kids, you know, they'll probably, right now, they, you know, feel good about, you know, a good music program, you know, for my daughter, or drama, because she's the drama queen, so she kind of likes that potential option.
She's rolling her eyes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But did you get this feel that you're coming into town and people are trying to feel you out, and, well, is this a charter guy or a district guy?
I think we're way too narrow in our conversation, and I'm not trying to check off any particular box. If, you know, I mean, there would be things I say and do that I'm sure a reform-oriented group would love, and I'm sure that there are things I say and do that a non-reform group would love. I think if we're going to make a difference for the city, the key is to just look at each situation case by case and make sure that there's quality in all options.
Has the district overdone the choice thing, though, I wonder? I mean, people always talk about, and you even just did, about the sort of white picket fence idea of sending your kid to the nearest school. We've been moving way away from that. Has that been a disservice in some ways?
You know, so I think it has to some degree. I mean, right now, one of the things that I do hear and have heard, not just in Nashville, but even when I was in Prince George's, when I was in Montgomery County, Maryland, and when I was in Delaware, people felt like you couldn't get a good education unless your kid was in some type of magnet school or some type of specialized program. And I think we've got to ensure that in our public schools, that in our schools that service all. And that's the thing. I mean, what makes America so beautiful is the fact that we have a core mission of educating all kids. So we say all means all. But then when it comes to our choices, we like to kind of segregate our children into, I want to my kids to be in classes with other kids who are, you know, socioeconomically similar, or, you know, academically similar. And I don't know if that is the best route to go.
There are names like magnet and prep and special this, special that on almost any school. You don't have a name that doesn't have some sort of special thing, no matter the level of specialness in that school. Do you see kind of moving away from that?
You know, I don't know the history of how that's happened. If I had to speculate based upon what happens around the nation, I would say that's the district's attempt to try to draw people in, because so many people have checked out and we're feeding the notion, we got to give you something special for you to consider us. I think what we have to do is put the excellence on neighborhood schools on display and let people see quality that you can get in your public school and get beyond the superficial notion of name.
I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Sean Joseph is the incoming superintendent of Metro Schools. You can hear more from our interview at WPLN.org, including Joseph's vision for diffusing the tension over charter schools.